And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 1st of August, 2016. It's the birthday of the first female astronomer, Maria Mitchell, 1818, the island of Nantucket, Massachusetts, daughter of Quaker parents who believed that girls should have the same access to education. Her father was an amateur astronomer, and the girl learned the mathematics of astronomy when she was very young. By the age of 12, she was assisting her father with his astronomical observations. Then she opened and ran her own school for girls, training them in the sciences and math. And October 1st, 1848, she focused her father's telescope on a distant star and suddenly realized she was looking not at a star but at a comet, and she recorded its coordinates, and the comet became known as Miss Mitchell's Comet. In 1865, she was the first woman appointed to the faculty of the newly formed Vassar College for Women. It's the birthday of Herman Melville, 1819, New York City, born to a family of Revolutionary War heroes and merchants who had fallen on hard times. He left school to become a bank clerk, then he tried farming, teaching. He took to sea at the age of 18 as a cabin boy on a merchant ship bound for Liverpool. Came back, tried his fortune in the West. He saw the prairies, he saw the Mississippi headwaters, the Falls of St. Anthony, returned to the East. 1841, he signed up for the whaling ship, the Acushnet, to look for whales in the Pacific. It was an adventure. He jumped ship in the Marquesas. He was held by a band of Polynesians. He escaped from them, jumped that ship, made his way to Hawaii, and then back to the mainland. He was 25 years old, and he wrote about his adventures in Polynesia and about whaling in his first novel, Typee, which was an instant bestseller. Then he wrote another one, O Mu. And then, under the influence of the Transcendentalists and Nathaniel Hawthorne, he wrote his masterpiece, Moby Dick, which got mixed reviews, which disappointed his fans who were looking for another adventure story. And Herman Melville settled into life in New York City as a customs inspector. Here's a poem for today by Lois Parker Edstrom, Choices We Make When We Are Too Young to Make Them. Evenings at the table with my father, stewing over algebraic equations, chemical reactions, my young life sloped towards science and healing. He didn't recognize, nor did I, how I fingered letters the way the devout touch prayer beads, that I held them up to my ear to hear the music they made when strung together, a child rearranging alphabet blocks, balancing them into a fragile tower that spelled out something I was too young to understand. I can't say how we know we please without hearing the exact words, but I knew his pride in me slipped into my hands with soup spoons and Yardley's soap as I fed and bathed him during the last months of his life. A poem by Lois Parker Edstrom, Choices We Make When We Are Too Young to Make Them, from Night Beyond Black, published by Moonpath Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.